AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Weather forecasts have prompted President-elect Trump swearing in to be moved inside the Capitol Rotunda, the first time in 40 years for such a change. Donna Warder has more on that forecast.
A big blast of cold air and snow is expected this weekend for much of the Northeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
The Central Appalachians, the Mid-Atlantic, and up into New England, as we go into the day on Sunday and through Sunday night. And we are going to be looking at areas west of the I-95 corridor from Washington, D.C., through New York City and up towards Boston. The areas north and west of these locations are going to be looking at as much as 6 inches of snowfall.
But Orison says the Arctic air coming from Canada is expected to be some of the coldest air of the season for much of the central and eastern United States, with temperatures below zero. Orison says for Inauguration Day, any snow in the Washington, D.C. area will likely have cleared, but it will still be bitterly cold. I'm Donna Warder.
A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas set to go into effect Sunday after the Israeli cabinet approved the deal, which calls for the release of 33 hostages being held in Gaza. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says her agency will take extraordinary measures to prevent the nation from hitting the debt ceiling this Tuesday, January 21st. Mike Kempen has more.
In one of her last acts as Treasury Secretary, Yellen sent congressional leaders a letter Friday afternoon outlining the plan of action. The agency will stop paying certain accounts to make up for the shortfall in money. One of those accounts is the Postal Service Retiree Health Benefits Fund. Once the extraordinary measures run out, the government risks defaulting on its debt unless lawmakers and the president agree to lift the limit on the U.S. government's ability to borrow. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Stocks closed a winning week with a rally. The Dow gained 0.8%. The S&P a full 1%. The Nasdaq 1.5%. This is AP News. An NFL kicker is welcoming a chance to educate people about his condition. Gethin Coolbaugh has his story.
Commanders kicker Zane Gonzalez has lived with obsessive-compulsive disorder his entire life.
Growing up, I used to be a little bit more self-conscious, not as confident as a person.
It was in the spotlight Sunday night as a national television audience watched Gonzalez adjust his socks on the sideline and fix his hair multiple times before kicking the game-winning field goal at Tampa Bay to give the franchise its first playoff win in nearly two decades.
You saw the reaction. People were always like, oh, he's nervous. It's like, okay, it's not nervous. It's just kind of a tick type deal.
Gonzalez says he's glad to have the chance to share his story and correct misinformation about OCD.
As a younger person, you try to hide that a little bit, but as older, being a professional athlete, it's like, hey, I'm here, I'm in the big moment, big stage, do what you do.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Commanders play the Lions in Detroit tomorrow night. Tomorrow afternoon, the Kansas City Chiefs host the Houston Texans. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.